Okay, so we are on the bottom of Lama Dalad Amud Beis, and the Gemara now was trying to explain why Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, who have different opinions about getting this big conversation about why it is that the Gemara, the Mishnah here in Eilei Naira says that you get a knas, you pay in these situations of a man who's together with a woman who's forbidden to him, as opposed to Elohim Elokin, where the Mishnah talks about people who get malchus for those things, and what in the different opinions that they held in those two cases. So we had Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish who had differing opinions, and the Gemara explained, it often does, why one holds like this, why doesn't one hold like that, and the answer that the Gemara gave at that point in the bottom of Lam Dalam Beis was that the reason Rish Lakish didn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan is because Rish Lakish Amar Pater, came in the Ilu Asur Bey Pater, Kilo Asur Bey Nami Pater, right? That if in a scenario where a person is supposed to get, would have gotten Malkus, let's just say, right? And they don't. So Rabbi Yochanan's going to say, look, practically the person didn't get Malkus. So practically the person didn't get Malkus, so now they're going to have to pay. And Rish Lakish says, no, it doesn't make any sense, right? Once you're in a situation where you are already technically, chayav from Malkus, so then even if, or I shouldn't say, where you've done the thing that would make you chayav Malkus. So the fact you didn't get Hasra, you didn't get a warning for it, that doesn't change the situation. Right? You're still you're a bar Malkus in that place. You already kind of deserve Malkus. Okay, so you didn't actually get a warning, so you can't technically receive them. That doesn't make a difference. And that's why Rish Lakish says he's not happy with the opinion of Yochanan. So the Gemara now says, so now Esei Rish Lakish Rav Yochanan. So now the Gemara is going to present. They present it actually in two ways, but a kind of attack on this idea, right? That Rish Lakish is going to say, or in this case, a continuation of that attack, that Rish Lakish argues against Rav Yochanan this exact point, right? So Esei, meaning the point about what happens if you are really high for Malkus, for the punishment, and you don't get it for technical reasons because there's no Hasra, etc. That really you'd still be, we still count it as if you're chayiv, and that's why you wouldn't pay. So it says the Gemara as follows: Eisavei Rish Lakish of Yochanan, so Rish Lakish attacked with Yochanan. Velo yiyeh ason anosh yeneish. This is the pasuk that comes in the case where the two men are fighting, and guys are planning to strike his friend, and instead the man's wife steps in between them, and he hits her. And what happens in those cases if she's pregnant and she loses the baby, and what happens if she dies, etc. So when that happens, the Torah says, "V'lo yason, I know she anesh." If she doesn't end up getting hurt, so then, or dying, so then I know she anesh. So says the Gemara, "My love." Or says Rish Lakish, my love ason mamish, right? Rashi says my love ason mamish. Says Rashi, even top of Laman Ham and Aleph, im lo mesa aisha, right? Meaning this is lo if lo ye ason, right? I know she anish. If she doesn't die, so then he gets punished, right? This is the whole point. If she doesn't die, if she dies, he's chay misa. If she doesn't die, so then I know she anish. Then he's gonna have to pay. So it says Rashi, my love ason mamish im lo mesa isha. It's if she doesn't die, so then yanesh hanogev for the mevlado. So then that's the case where the person who hit her is going to pay for the value of the baby that got lost. Ha imesa lo yanesh. But the implication is that if she would have died, right? If he hits her so hard that she dies from it, then lo yanesh, right? He's not going to have to pay. Afilu lo hisrbo. And even if he never got a warning, the implication is lo yason anosh yanesh. If she doesn't die, so then he has to pay. Implication being, if she doesn't die, then he does have to pay. And no one cares whether he got a straw or didn't have a straw. It doesn't make a difference, right? So answer the Gemara. No, lo din ason. No, din ason. It doesn't mean lo yason. Does not mean that we care about whether she actually died or not. We care about whether he actually gets, Din Ason, Rashi says, Hachika Amarkra im ein mishpat mavis lanogef. Right? No, so if he doesn't get sentenced to death, kagon, shalom mesa isha, meaning either that she didn't die, o mesa velo hisrbo, right? Or she died and he didn't get asra, right? In both of those cases, anosh yanesh. So Rish Lakish wants to attack Rav Yochanan using this pasuk, and the response back is, "What do you mean? I can read this pasuk to mean exactly what I mean it to mean, and there's no proof either way." And Ikadamre, and now you can flip it at the opposite direction. The Gemara switches it as a proof that Rish Lakish wants to use for himself. That Rav Yochanan wants to use for himself. Ikadamre is Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan attacks Rish Lakish back, right, and says, "V'lo yasson, anosh yanesh, my love din asson." Right, so Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, "See, if she doesn't die, he gets paid. And what does it mean? It doesn't mean die. It means that the guy gets a death penalty. Right? That there was hasra, and that's the reason why he doesn't have to pay. Otherwise he wouldn't have to pay. So my love did not son." Answers Rish Lakish back, "No, lo ason mamish. No, it means only if he actually kills her or not. If she actually dies, he doesn't pay. But otherwise he would." Fine. So that's just kind of finishing off that machlokas, or reason why Rish Lakish and Yochanan don't agree with each other. Fine. So Amar Rava Umi Ikilamanda Amar Chayve Miso Shogigin Chayavin. Right. So Rava says, "Wait a second. This whole conversation implies that there are those who hold that someone who is Chayve Misa Bishogig, right? They were negligent. Again, it did cause someone to die, but they're not going to be. It's something if they do something that would otherwise be chayav misa, but they did it b'shogeg, right? Is there anyone who holds that if someone does that, someone does some type of iser that would make them chayav misa b'shogeg, that chayavim that they have to pay afterwards? How can that be? V'hatana, and this again goes back to this whole conversation of mace mishalim, right? There's a scenario where a person could be chayav to die and they're going to also pay at the same time. So how could that be? V'hatana." Said you have a juxtaposition between someone who hits or kills a person and hits or kills an animal. And they're placed next to each other in the pasuk. So ma maka behema lo chilakta bo bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid bein miskavin l'shem miskavin mider charida l'der chaliya l'potra mamon. When it comes to killing an animal, okay, so we make no distinction between shogeg, between mezid. If you did it on purpose or you did it, you were negligent. Bein miskaven, shein miskaven. You had kavana to do so. You didn't have kavana. Whether you were derech yirida or derech aliyah. So derech yirida, derech aliyah just means Rashi actually explains it. We'll go back in a second. But derech yirida, derech aliyah basically means were you swinging down or were you swinging back, right? And that actually becomes more relevant in a scenario of like a person who kills somebody b'shogeg, right? They're swinging their axe and they're swinging back just to start the chopping process, let's say, as opposed to they're already chopping down and they kill the person that way. But either way, it makes a difference that you be part of the person from paying, right? L'patra moment, el l'chayva moment. So we don't care. In the case of Maka Adam, Maka Behema, we don't make a difference between shogeg mezid, miskaven, shein miskaven, in order to patra from paying. Rather, we make them pay. So, ah, maka adam lo tichlok bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid bein miskaven l'shem miskaven bein derech yirida derech aliyah l'chayvo mamon el l'potra mamon. Right. So therefore, when it comes to a person, so same thing. We shouldn't use all the things shouldn't make a difference. We should go ahead and we should part to the person from having to pay. So look at Rashi, maka adam maka behema. First skinny line in Rashi, Maka Behema Yishamena Maka Adam Lo Yishalim. Right? Ela Yumas. Right? The pasuk said actually Maka Behema Yishamena Maka Adam Yumas. Right? So the point is that this is not a classic juxtaposition which is done to make the halacha the same. A lot of times we say the two are placed next to each other to teach them the same halacha. And here the case is no, it's not to make it the same halacha, it's actually to juxtapose them to show the distinction. Right? So Maka Behema Yishamena, if you kill an animal, no one thinks if you kill an animal that you should die. Right, no one has that possibility. Right, but if you kill an animal, you should die. Umaka adam lo yishalem el yumas. But a person who kills a human being, right, doesn't pay, but rather they die. So hikish patur mamon de maka adam lechiyuv mamon de maka behima. Right, they make a connection between the patur of maka adam and place it next to the chiyuv mamon for a person who kills an animal. Then what's the connection? Ma maka behima. Ein lachabo chiluk lachiyuv, The Marashash changes in lecha bo chiluk liftor. Maka adam in lecha bo chiluk lechayiv. But the point being, whatever we do in one direction, we do the same thing like the opposite in the other direction. So just like there's no distinctions when it comes to Makkah Behemah, you were shogig, I don't care, you still have to pay. Right? I was negligent. Yeah, you were negligent, so you have to pay. I wasn't miscavig. It doesn't matter. You caused a person's animal to die, so you're going to have to pay. So too, in the opposite direction, if a person, you know, was negligent, etc., wasn't miscavig, and all those things, in terms of the death of a person, we say, we don't care that you were negligent, or you didn't do it on purpose, etc. It doesn't make a difference. And at the end of the day, you're going to not have to pay, right? Because you have a chi of misa. Okay, fine. Look at Rashi.
It was unintentional with the person.
Unintentional. So it doesn't mean, again, what we're saying is like this. We're not saying that if you kill someone unintentionally, you're going to die. The person's going to get killed.
But
what we're saying is that because the din of misa applies to a person in those cases, right, they may not actually get punished with misa. But because they've done something that for which they would be chayav misa, they are now not going to pay the money.
Just like with
right? So it goes in different directions. In the case of the behemah, it's we don't care about your intentions, et cetera, et cetera. It's sort of a chumrah. It makes you have to pay either way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In this case, we're saying we don't care about your intentions, et cetera, et cetera. Why? Because your din misa applies. Doesn't mean you're going to die. But it means you're now not going to have to pay.
Okay.
Right? That's what we're going to say. So if you look, just continue Rashi for 1 second. Rashi says, she'ein miskavein, ein bochi of misa ba'adam. Right? If you're miskavein, you're not going to die. Right, in the case of the Adam, and what says Derech Aliyah, Sheikahu behagbas yado oshachotcho becharbo milmata lamal. Right, they're kind of like swinging backwards. Right, when they end up hurting the person, and Rashi continues, "Bein Derech Yerida Derech Aliyah, Mishum Degabe Galus to Horeg Beshogeg Ikachilok Bein Derech Yerida Derech Aliyah Can Rina Bemakos Kol Shabe Derech Yeridas Agola." Right, when it comes to a person going into Galus for killing somebody, b'shogeg, so we make this distinction between derech aliyah, derech yirida. Right? If it's derech yirida, so then you go into galus, and that's when you make that distinction. But fine, okay, back to the Gemara. But the point is that we make this connection between makkah behema and makkah adam. Same rule should apply for the opposite. You know, the opposite. What do you want to call it? You know, consequence in the end. So fine. So the bottom line is the Gemara is concerned. How could it be? Right? How could it be? How could it be that we had a case of chiv misa and the case of shogeg? Right? That's not possible. This whole connection, makkah adam, makkah behemah, tells me that if a person is killed somebody with shogeg, then what happens? They're not going to have to pay. Right? They're not going to have to pay. So how are you now telling me that there's such a possibility of a chiv misa where a person is not really chiv misa, right? But in theory, Chiyuv Misa, who's now also going to have to pay money. So, Ella, Ki Asa Ravin, back on the Gemara, Ki Asa Ravin Amr. So, rather than Ravin showed up, whenever Gemara says Ki Asa, it means like he showed up from where? Usually from Eretz Yisrael, came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So, Ravin showed up, Amar, Chayve Misos Shogegin. No, so Ravin says no. Chayve Misos Shogegin, a person kills somebody with Shogeg, Kule Amalo Peligi Diptun. Everyone agrees, someone who kills with Shogeg, not going to have to pay. That's for sure. Ki pligi bichave malchus shogin, right? No, but the machlokas is bichave malchus shogin v'davar acher. If the person is chayv malchus b'shogeg, right, they did something for which they would be chayv malchus, and they did that b'shogeg. If they did something to chayv malchus for, and they did mazid, they're getting malchus, so then for sure they're not going to pay, right? Except for those some exceptions that we've seen, but that's for sure. Question is, what happens if I did something for which I'm chayv malchus b'shogeg, right? And I also at the same time did something else that makes me chayiv to pay. What happens in that case? Right? So chayiv ki pligi bechayiv malchus shogeg v'davar acher. So what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yochanan Amar chayiv. Yochanan says you are going to have to pay. Chayiv misos iskush. Chayiv malchus lo iskush. Right? Because Rabbi Yochanan will say this idea of chayiv misa. We have again this connection, and therefore you're not going to have to pay in this case. You're going to have to pay. But chayve malchus lo iskush, right? But the case of chayve malchus, so that we don't have that connection, and therefore you're not going to have to pay in that case. Rish Lakish Amar Pater. Rish Lakish says no, you're still pater to pay. Why? Befeirish ribs the Torah chayve malchus ke chayve misos, right? Meaning the Torah already connected and included the chiyuve malchus requirement of getting malchus like chayve misos, and therefore And therefore, just like if you chayev misa, you don't have to pay. If you're chayev malchus, you're also not going to have to pay. Again, the whole point being, you did it b'shogeg, and you're not getting malchus. Right? That's the whole point. Right? The whole question here is, continuing that conversation, like, it's something that if I would have done it on purpose with Hasra, I would have gotten malchus, do I have to pay when I didn't do it in that fashion? And you, I'm wondering where the Torah included it. The Gemara asked the same question. Heichan rips the Torah. What do you mean? How did the Torah include chayve misa with chayve malchus? When did that happen? So Amar Abaye Asa Rasha Rasha. How do I know? The word Rasha used together. Look at Rashi. Asya Rasha Rasha. Oh, sorry. When we talk about Iskish, right? The Hekesh. So we were talking about the Maka Ad the Maka Behema. Right? That was the Hekesh we were talking about before. So what's now? But this is different now. We're talking about, what is this Befeish Ribsa Torah? Here the Torah, you know, included Chayve Malchus to make them like Chayve Misas. Where is that? Rasha Rasha, says Rashi. Never be Chayve Misas Asher Hu Rasha Lamus. Right, the Pasuk says about someone who is Chayve Misa, they call him a Rasha Lamus. But never be Chayve Malchus Faya Im Bin Hakos HaRasha. Right, when it comes to giving Malchus, we say, and if this person should get Malchus, and we call him again a Rasha. So the fact that the person who gets Malchus is called a Rasha, and the person who gets Misa is called a Rasha, you see, says Abaye, that's how I know this idea that Chayve Misos and Chayve Malchus are considered the same in what way? That in both cases, if I would do that action that would have made me Chayve, either Misa or Malchus, but I do a Peshogek, so I don't actually get the punishment, I don't have to pay for the other thing that I, you know, did to make that person lose money. So Rava Amar Asya Maka Maka. So Rava says no, it's a different connection. It's the word Maka written twice. It says Rashi Maka Maka de Malchus Nami Iskush La Maka Behema. So he says, no, this is Maka Adam, Maka Behema. So that's not the Adam Behema connection, but it's the word Maka used both by Adam and Behema to again put the two Misa and Malchus together. Fine. So the Gemara is going to continue now asking more questions on this drasha, maybe. So we will stop here and pick up tomorrow. Okay.